This week on the podcast for new All Ages Comics for the week of February 28th, 2018, Bunny, Monkey, Sparks, Stinky Cecil, Moon Girl, Where Am I Meow, and The Great American Hero joins the fray.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey there, it's Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thank you for joining us this week. There are so many graphic novels this week. We're going to hit all of them and tell you who they're good for. First, though, if you'd be so kind as to leave a rating for this podcast on whatever service brought you here, Podomatic, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, whatnot, just leave a rating. Maybe share it with a friend on social media. That would be super and certainly appreciated for those friends or parents that are looking for cool graphic novels, or for those kids that want to show their parents, you know what, all comic books or all graphic novels aren't for adults, or they aren't for teens. These are some cool things that kids as young as 5 can read, and older. That's really a nice variety of ages in this week's display. Let's kick it off with this one. It's The Friendship Mix-Up. It's got a very friendly name, doesn't it? The Friendship Mix-Up is from Jimmy Gownley, and it's a Disney property. It's a Tangled scene. There we are. It is an all-new graphic novel that features the Disney Princess Rapunzel from Tangled, the series. And it's all new stuff. What it is, the princess has designed a series of challenges for her friends. And at the end of these challenges, they get a prize. Isn't that good, clean fun? That's good, clean kind of Andy Griffith fun with a little bit of Tangled Disney wit. Because Tangled, you know, is one of those, it's not an irreverent Disney property. It just doesn't take itself as seriously or as earnest a classic princess mentality as some of their other properties. So that's why Tangled is a really nice thing for young girls to get a hold of. Because it's not, it's princessy, but it's not princessy. I can't get my hands dirty or I can't take my shoes off, princessy. How's that? From a dad of two boys talking about princesses. If you have any insight into the Tangled franchise, please let us know on Daddy Mojo or leave a comment. Because I may have totally misrepresented it. But from what I've seen in the monthly comic books and this graphic novel, that's a pretty accurate description of it. Graphic novel retails for just under $13. You can buy it used for about $9 online. It's The Friendship Mix-Up. It's an original graphic novel in the Disney Tangled series of books. And it's going to be great for ages 6 and up. Mainly for girls, but it could be for any kid if they like Tangled. Now, that's the youngest graphic, I'll say it's the youngest skewing graphic novel that we're taking a look at this week, but not by much. If you go just a year older, and say for boys or girls who like some silly madcap fun, check out this one from Jamie Smart. It's Bunny versus Monkey. This is the third in a series, and even the title alone makes you laugh. Bunny versus Monkey. In book 3, Bunny vs. Monkey, the duo find all sorts of human-type inventions and proceed to use them in the forest. Crazy fun ensues. And what is great about this graphic novel is that it's funny. It's really funny. The first two were great funny things that even adults will laugh at. Kids will howl with laughter over them. But it's not irreverent funny. It's just irreverent enough to make kids laugh because they think it's something that adults think they shouldn't be laughing at, when in reality, it's quite the opposite. Adults will laugh at it too when and if they let their guards down. It's good, clean fun. It really is. It's Bunny versus Monkey. It's book 3 from Jamie Stewart, and it's on Scholastic. So that's going to give you more opportunities to find this book, so you may not have to go into your local comic book store. They'll have it for sure, but also if you go to some of the big box bookstores, say that 3 times fast, or perhaps even if you go to the Scholastic website for their Scholastic book fairs. Yeah? How you like that? That's also a good way to scoop up some cheap books. There's a little parent tip for you there. Bunny vs. Monkey Book 3, going to be great for kids aged 6 and up. It's going to be a little bit older than the previously mentioned Disney Tangled series, but only just because of the irreverent humor. And not by much. We're talking maybe 6 months, and maybe I'm being the overprotective parent. Either way, hilarious stuff. Also in that vein, great for ages 7 and up, just because it's got a little more reading. Again, the content's going to be A-OK. The reading on this one's just going to be a little bit higher. Again, it's from Scholastics. It's Sparks. A lot of S's in that, so be careful there, you alliteration people. Sparks from Ian Boothby and Nina Mastromoto. Hilarious stuff. All you have to do is look at this cover and say there's something wacky going on here because you've got two cats inside a mechanical dog and they're driving it. That leads me to think that the mechanical dog is named Sparks, and that's the one. It's actually the story about August. He's a great inventor who is afraid of the outside. Charlie's a pilot, and you guessed it, Charlie and August, they're cats, but they save the day in a dog costume. Yes! How awesome is that? There's all sorts of other things in here that are fun and clever. And not irreverent, I'll call it more in the vein of Phineas and Ferb. It's that kind of creativity where it's madcap, weirdness, fun, inventing things, as opposed to the madcap crudity of Ren and Stimpy. Let's kick it old school for you parents. So it's much more appropriate, much more family friendly as opposed to the aforementioned. There you are. It's Sparks. It's a brand new graphic novel from Scholastic. And again, it's going to be great for ages 7 and up. Parents, you're going to be okay reading this one too because I think you'll want to. And just share the copy with the kids. Let's talk Stinky Cecil. Stinky Cecil is a character created by Paige Braddock, and this is Stinky's third book, with the first two being Stinky Cecil in Operation Pond Rescue, second one being Stinky Cecil in Terrarium Terror, and this week has Stinky Cecil in Mudslide Mayhem. The title character is a frog. Pretty stinky he is. What I hear. His name's Cecil also. This is going to be great for ages 7 and up. And even you parents, if you let yourself loose and read this, you're going to laugh out loud and find it funny. And what's neat about this is Paige, the creator of this, she was an apprentice and studied under Charles Schulz. So that gives you a little bit of an insight into, I mean, not her personality, because obviously two different cats. But it's a very sweet series, this. And I don't mean sweet by, oh, look at that, any kid can read this, and we want them to. That is true, yes. But there's just kind of a wholehearted funness about this book series that kids love, and parents will like even more because their kids can read it without any parental oversight whatsoever. Thus, in turn, the kids will like it. Stinky Cecil in Mudslide Mayhem, ages 7 and up. You will love this. It's also bigger than the average original graphic novel for kids. It's 104 pages. Fun stuff. Stinky Cecil lives in the pond. You will love it. This all-ages comic book has its own television series coming out soon, which is pretty great considering everybody who owns it. It is a Disney property, so it's going to be on one of the Disney animated networks. They're kind of re-ramping all of that, so who knows what it's going to be on, but it's Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, and if you've been following this series, it's really neat, because they've shaken it up, because the Devil Dinosaur, obviously, ironically, one of the titular characters in this comic book, is not around. Instead, you've got Moon Girl, and this is part 4 in an ongoing arc, where she's kind of teamed up with the Fantastic Three. Who are the Fantastic Three? Basically, the Fantastic Four, minus the Invisible Girl. Pretty cool stuff. This is a great superhero comic book with enough irreverent humor that it's going to be great for kids age 9 and up. Marvel has a rating for this at teen, T plus for them. Totally disagree with that. If you're a 9-year-old, you're going to be cool with Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. Parents, you two. Parents, if you doubt me, please look over the content on this comic book, because there's nothing bad about it. For upper elementary school kids, plus they'll think it's really cool, and it's fabulously well written and has some great action too. It's Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. Issue 28 is out this week, and it's from Marvel Comics, retails for $3.99. Now, this comic book has been out for ages. We really haven't covered it here because I really don't know why, because I didn't think it was appropriate for all ages initially until I started kind of tracking it. I started, kind of looking at each issue for the past somewhat months and saying, okay, who is this comic book good for? Who's it geared for? Here it is. G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero. What? That's not good for my 7-year-old. You're right, it's not. You know who it's good for? It's good for your 9-year-old or your 10-year-old. It's got enough action like that for kids who can handle action. It's not going to be good for the 5 or the 6-year-old kids. This is good for that sweet spot of kids who maybe they don't want to read about superhero and tights kind of thing, but they do want some action. Plus, when you figure out and when you know the history of the comic book and where it came from, basically the comic book came about because they created the toy. The toy was created and they said, hey, we need to remarket the toy. Let's create a comic book. Boom, they did that. Then the cartoon came and all this other stuff, and you've got the entity and the franchise that is G.I. Joe, a fascinating piece of television to watch, is on Netflix right now. It's called The Toys That Made Us, or something like that. The Toys That Became Us, The Toys That We Are, something like that. It's a new series. It's five different shows about toys and classic toys, how they were made, and the backstory behind each creation. So it's got Star Wars, Barbie, and one of them is G.I. Joe. And the story behind the death and the rebirth and the death of the toy line is amazing. And the way that they grafted the toys and the comic books and the television series together is fascinating. Plus, here's a neat little bit of trivia. Snake Eyes, the most popular G.I. Joe villain, as it were, he was created as an action figure character just to be cheap, because they wanted a character that didn't have any armament and didn't have any colors, just somebody who was black and simple and cheap. And Snake Eyes is the most popular G.I. Joe action figure, boom, to date. How's that for irony? This week has G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero, issue 249 out this week. This comic book's not going to be for everybody, but it's going to be for boys, mainly boys. Girls, you can dig into it to if you want to, if it's your scene, but it's going to be mainly for boys. Age 9 and up who want action, but not superhero action, that also teaches lessons. And that's one of the corny things about the old series. It always taught a lesson. These comic books do too, to an extent. Issue 249 is out this week. Plus, it's been around for a while. 249? Yeah, check it out. And for you old school parents who want just a little slice of kitsch and retro throwback, also this week comes out G.I. Joe versus $6 Million Man. In this miniseries, Cobra has hijacked the $6 Million Man's processing system and programs him to do evil. Not joking about that. Doesn't that make you curious? Wow, yeah. A hacked G.I. Joe. Yes, Kung Fu Grip, Bionic Eye. What's not to love about this? It's a miniseries. Issue 1 comes out this week. For you cat people, this is for you. Actually, for you cat people, or for you you Japanophiles. It is Where Am I Meow? Are you down with Neko Atsumi? It's a video game that's immensely popular, has some books out there, has some other properties out there, and now this new book, it's out this week, Neko Atsumi Kitty Collector, Where Am I Meow? M-E-O-W, Where Am I Meow? There you are. It's kind of like a Where's Waldo / activity book, but with a very cute Neko Atsumi touch. Retails for $15, and it's guaranteed to be sugoi kawaii. Here's a little Japan hint. Kawaii and kawaii. Just make an O for that. Kawaii means scary. Kawaii, nay, means scary. Kawaii, long E at the end, means cute. Pink Panther. We've talked about how fabulous this comic book is, and we've got a nice little one-shot out this week called Pink Panther versus Inspector One. Check it out. New stuff, plus some previously published cartoons from American Mythology Productions. It's not going to have that much reading, so this is not a comic book that you buy for your kids when you want them to read. Kids, this is a comic book you read when you just want to have fun and you want to laugh at things and enjoy what you're reading. At least that's the way our 8-year-old treats it. That's the way our... It's when he was 7, that's the way he treated it. And he still treats it that way when he's now 8. And he loves this, much to my surprise. I didn't think he would, but he does. It's Pink Panther versus the Inspector 1. It is brand new this week.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.